This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The speaker for the 18th Lok Sabha will be chosen today. Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the speaker in the last Lok Sabha, is the NDA nominee for the post this time as well. On the other hand, the opposition India bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates yesterday filed their nominations for the speaker's post. Despite hectic parley, the government and opposition had failed to reach a consensus for the post. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Lok Sabha Speaker should be elected unanimously and unopposed. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha. Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal informed this to the media in New Delhi last evening. He said Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi has written to Pro Tem Speaker Bharat Ruhari Mehtab informing that Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition in the House. The two newly elected members of Parliament from Meghalaya, Saleng A. Sangma of the Congress and Ricky Andrew J. Sinkan of the Voice of the People Party, took oath as members of the 18th Lok Sabha yesterday, with Pro Tem Speaker Bharat Ruhari Mehtab in the chair. While Mr. Sangma upheld a copy of the constitution after taking oath, Mr. Sinkan greeted the House in the Khasi and Garo languages, saying Kublai and Mithila. Both the Lok Sabha members representing Meghalaya will seat in the opposition. Polling began at 7:30 this morning for urban local bodies elections in Nagaland. This is the first municipal elections in the state with 33% reservation for women. The last urban local bodies election in Nagaland was held in 2004. Over 2.23 lakh voters will decide the fate of 523 candidates contesting in 214 wards from 3 municipalities and 21 town councils. Counting of votes and declaration of results will take place on 29th of June. 64 candidates have already been elected unopposed. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio has appealed all eligible voters to cast their vote. As the flood situation in Assam worsens due to incessant rainfall, Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Sunday suggested constructing at least 50 large ponds to divert water from the Brahmaputra River and store it in these ponds. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of flood management, Mr. Shah said that the construction of large ponds will help in developing agriculture, irrigation and tourism in those areas at low cost. The pond will also help in tackling the floods and eventually benefit the local economy. The Department of Science and Technology, Government of Sikkim, is conducting a two-week scientific expedition to the East Rathong Glacier in West Sikkim since the 22nd of this month. The aim is to study glacier dynamics and the impacts of climate change on the Himalayas. The expedition involves a team of scientists using advanced instruments for precise data collection. The initiative also focuses on assessing the risk of glacial lake outburst floods, especially in light of the devastating flood in October 2023. The findings will help in climate adaption and disaster risk reduction policies. Riyan Parag became the first male cricketer from Assam to get an India call-up as the BCCI announced the 15-member squad for the 5 T20 tour of Zimbabwe, which will begin on 6th of July. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has congratulated Parag for becoming the first player from the Northeast to be picked up in the Indian cricket team. Riyan Parag's consistent performance in the domestic cricket had drawn national attention over the past several years. His selection is seen as a breakthrough moment for cricket in Assam, sparking hopes that more cricketers from the state will follow in his footsteps. It is the concluding day of the Ambabochi Mahamela at Kamakhya Shakti Peet at Guwahati, which has been drawing large number of pilgrims from all over the country and abroad. Elaborate security and traffic arrangements have been made by the Guwahati City Police to ensure safety of the pilgrims. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.